in the Rocky Mountain wilderness, in a tree so lonely and high. There in a nest was an eagle, still too young and too weak to fly. And one day a storm wind came blowing, savage and strong all around. And the nest was all blown to pieces, and the young eagle fell to the ground. In the Rocky Mountain wilderness, a horseman came riding by. On the ground he saw the young eagle, still too young and too weak to fly. So the rancher took the eagle home. He didn't know what else to do. So the eagle was put in the hen house, and there the young eagle grew. Now the eagle thought he was a chicken, clucking and kicking round in the barnyard there, scratching both the chicken feet and trying to get his share. Yeah, the eagle thought he was a chicken. He couldn't help but thinking that the hen house was his home, 'cause the hen house was the only home he'd ever known. Now the other chickens really didn't like him. They thought that he was weird, and the eagle knew he would never be chicken of the year. Still the eagle thought he was a chicken. He knew that he was different, but he did not know why. And since he thought he was a chicken, the eagle never learned how to fly. Oh no, since he thought he was a chicken, the eagle never learned how to fly. So one day this eagle was out in the barnyard, say, scratching around with the rest of the chickens. And he heard this strange noise up above him. And he looked up in the sky, and he saw an eagle fly. An eagle was riding on the wind, soaring on the edge of the sun. Golden wings soaring in the sky. An eagle was flying so high, flying so high, flying so high, flying so high. From that day on, the eagle was never the same again. Something deep inside him came alive that day, and he began to question who he really was. And he began to wonder the way every seeker does. Where did he belong? On the ground or in the sky? Did he dare to think he was really born to fly? Could there be a new life after all these years? Could it be, could it be, could it be? Well, the eagle wondered many days and then made up his mind. He knew the time had come to leave the hen house behind. He walked out through the barnyard gate. It was hard to say goodbye. He knew he had to go, had to know if he could fly. As he walked, he was filled with joy, and the eagle knew right then he could never go back and be his old self again. He knew this was the right thing, he knew he had to try. Right or wrong, win or lose, fly or die. So the eagle kept on walking through the mountain wilderness, until at last he came to the edge of a cliff. He stood there on the edge, it was 300 feet down. He wondered, was he destined for the sky or for the ground? In spite of all his doubts, in spite of all his fears, he knew he had to take the leap of faith right then and there. So the eagle spread his wings and he jumped, and he began to fly.